Welcome to Tom Monty Doodoo and the Crocodile Crew.
Excellent start, Robbie. And I'm really glad that you put it at the beginning when you should have last time, except for you were so proud of it last week that you introduced it before playing the introduction.
That's true.
What I've got to say is a really nice addition. What I think would help is if we also added just before the whip, if we get that song that goes, correct that, and it goes, whoosh, at the end. Okay. But up to you. Your baby.
Yeah, I'll look into it. Hello out there, everybody. You're listening to FBI Radio 94.5 FM. Your boy Robbie here. We got Jordan in the studio.
He's standing up. Sucked in, Robbie. Okay. You told me not to, but you can't silence me. You can turn off my mic, but please don't.
Okay. And Tom.
Hello, everybody.
Hi. Today, we've got a jam-packed show, so everybody get really, really excited. We've got some great music. Again, we've got back-to-back Tame Impala. Be excited. And we've also got a great questionnaire going on with the audience. It's what song best sums up the 80s? And we'd love you to text in if you can. The number's 0409-945-945. We've got a couple of picks, and how do you guys feel about those?
I feel that they sum up the 80s.
Yeah, mine, I'm not too confident really about mine. I think it is an 80s song.
Tom fumbling around in the dark, the first thing that pings into his mind, let's go with that and just Hail Mary Pope.
Yeah. So let's Hail Mary mine.
This is even from the 80s.
Yeah, I looked it up. It's 1981, luckily. So yeah, let's play it.
Oh, okay. Ready? Yep. All right, this is Tom's pick.
Do you reckon?
I think it's an okay pick. It's to me, it doesn't signify the whole 80s, but it's fine. I reckon it's okay, but I think there might be better ones. What do you reckon, Jordan?
Only heard bits of it because I've got really bad headphones in here. Not that I'm complaining, but FBI, you know, they don't cost that much. What I heard of it, though, was Olivia Newton-John's Physical. And can I just say, good song.
Yeah, I think it's fairly good. It's not meant to be funny, you know. It's just meant to sum up a decade. Do you want to do yours?
We'll go with Jordan's now, I think.
Always want to go last, don't you, Rob?
I think I've got a corker.
All right, let's hear Jordan.
This is Jordan.
How does that keyboard not sum up the 80s? Everybody's sitting there going, yeah, okay, we're just going to wait until my turn's on, but what is... Is there anything that is more 19... That they would have thought that that is the pinnacle of technological and musical achievement, somebody that can quickly run up the keyboard scale really fast, going, my God, it's like a piano!
Yeah, I think that's very good, actually, that choice. I don't know how you can top that.
I think it is a good choice, no doubt about that. But I think this is also very 80s. I mean... feel free to disagree. What do you think?
Oh, yeah.
That's really pathetic. That, not your choice. Great choice. But
I'm sorry.
was recording equipment that bad back then? That was the best they could get. The best take. Much like Monty Burns falling off the donkey 20 times in a movie about his own life. In that song, it just went...
Is it intentional, Robbie? You're the music guru.
Yes, yeah. It's all intentional, yeah.
The music guru without a degree.
I can't believe you refer to Mr. Burns as Monty Burns.
Yeah. His name, isn't it?
You're like first name basis with a TV character, an animated TV character.
Who's that?
Far out. Robbie, okay. For all new listeners, Robbie's never listened to or liked The Simpsons, but thinks Family Guy is better. Please text in and tell him why he's wrong.
I don't know. I think... You know, yeah, Family Guy's pretty good. I just never had it. I just never really got into it. I think it was on the TV for you guys when you were younger, whereas for me it was not. I think we more had sort of lifestyle shows.
You use that as an excuse, but whenever I show you a clip, you're always, very kind of hesitant to like it.
And he gets very nervous about it as well, twiddling his hair as if it's some horrible childhood memory that when he asked to watch The Simpsons, his parents went, no, it's too violent. Kept watching the news.
And I hate the fact that we always have to have this conversation. Why is it always being brought up? Just like The Simpsons. Just watch it.
I like the trampoline. We got the trampoline.
All right, great. That's progress. That's the same jokes that we all laughed at when we were seven. And then we progressed on to the better ones. But, you know, he's got time to catch up.
Yeah. All right, so do we want to go to a song?
Sure. I think, well, I don't know about you guys, but I'm feeling, again, like some Tame Impala.
week after week. Let's do it.
They just
back
have
too bad.
They just have good music.
Back in caps locks.
Yes. So, I reckon we'll go, again, with The Less I Know, The Better. And it's by Tame Impala. It's from their album Currents, which was released last year. I think it's up for a Grammy or something.
Really?
Yeah, on FBI 94.5 you're on.
And the takes have just gone wild. The amount of text that we just got doubled, and I'm seeing from it that it was most people saying, please, God, not again.
We have heard you the last couple of weeks.
There is no God. There is only Tame. There's more text coming in.
Oh, my goodness.
It's going nuts.
Okay, 0409-945-945. Let us know what you think about the 80s quiz, Tame Impala, and we'll see you in a few moments. Here we go.
Guys, what the hell? Sorry. Spoke about this.
Sorry.
Caro has come in. She is our, I guess, program manager.
Yep. Director.
Great person.
Sorry, director.
Guys.
Excellent taste in music.
Yeah, we spoke about this. You're on really thin ice. That's enough, Tame Impala.
Robbie, you didn't tell us that. We're allowed to play it a bit, aren't we?
I thought we were able to play it. I was under the impression. I got an email from you saying... I got an email from you saying, love the Tame Impala. Keep it going.
Don't tell me what I emailed you.
Is that not what you said?
No.
Was that a different...
I think she said, this is the bottom line, no more Tame.
Was that
next week?
Yeah.
Well, you're listening to FBI 94.5. That was the song, The Less I Know, The Better by Tame Impala. Your boys... Tom, what do you do with the Crocodile Crew here? Do you mind if we play Pond?
Like all just on a continual basis, just for one episode. Maybe just switch it back to Tame after that.
No,
is that
fine? No.
Big fan of Western Australian music.
Are you not a fan of...
I think we can just rule out WA altogether.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah.
All right. What about a cover band of Tame Impala from SA?
I need to have a listen first.
That's a fair commentary.
Yeah, all right, fair enough.
Have we got some... Okay, why don't we...
Let's just hope for the best and that we can bring back Tame Impala to you next week from the cover band that is theoretically from South Australia. You can't say no
yet. We'll talk about it.
Should we talk about this later?
Let's just go to another song.
Actually, it's probably... Yeah. Okay,
sorry about that. Awkward. Sorry about that. What do you think about the song Young Folks by Peter, Bjorn and Joan?
John. Go for it.
Okay. Thanks, Caro. Won't happen again. Here we go. This is another song, Young Folks by Peter, Bjorn and John. Hey there. Got it tuned to FBI Radio on 94.5 FM. Your boys Tom Monty Doodoo and the Crocodile Crew with you on a Monday midday. That was your boys Peter, Bjorn and Joan with their song Young Folks. We've got Jordan and Tom in the studio. Your boy Robbie here. How are you going, guys?
Got your radio voice on, Robbie.
Really shaken by the music director storming into the studio and demanding that we can't play Tame Impala anymore. To mixed reviews, and by mixed, I sort of mean when you go and get a Caesar salad at a really bad fish and chip restaurant and that's mostly salad and very little few bits of bacon. A couple of people supported us. Vast majority of people supported the music content director, and I have no idea why.
Yeah, it's safe to say we're pretty rattled, and we just would like to apologise to both the listeners and our
FBI,
boss.
FBI, just received an extremely mean text, and if we get 20 texts by the end of the show, we'll read it out. So say into it, give me that text talk, write it in now, and we'll play it.
So text in, give me that text talk.
Is not acceptable. This is a youth station.
To 0409-945-945. Along with your picks for the 80s song, we, before we were told off, we did have a a questionnaire that we are going to continue with, and that is, the question is, what song best sums up the 80s? And I think that will keep things nice and light while we're sort right. of in dire circumstances currently.
And to all the people that texted in, thank you. We don't agree. We think our picks are better, obviously, but we will be playing those. It's just Robbie was extremely rattled in the last segment. It was a bit like there was a rattlesnake in the studio, this man that kind of put his limbs together and stood in the center of the room going like this. More scared of FBI than FBI was of him.
All right, so we're going to move on to a segment called What's Your Personal Sea Bishop?
And what's a sea bishop, Tom?
First question that springs to mind for everyone, apparently.
Well, a sea bishop is comes from a famous Danish tale, which Jordan told me about 20 minutes ago, which is that a Danish king returned home from a fishing trip and told his people that he had caught a sea bishop, which is a holy man, a bishop that is...
unholy man, because he's from the ocean.
Okay, right.
He's dressed like a holy monster. Man. You can't be the head of the Catholic Church, really, or even in the upper echelons, if you're caught out of the depths of the ocean.
Covered in barnacles and...
made scales.
Yeah.
That was the other part as well, wearing a hat that nobody knew why he had it or why it looked particularly like a bishop's hat, but... they assumed that it was something to do with capturing souls. Fact, right?
So there's lots of mystery around this tale that the Danish king told. But the crazy part is that the whole Danish population flatly believed him, and they just said, yeah, you know what? He's right. He caught a Danish bishop, and they're like, where is the bishop? And he says, oh, well, I caught it, and then it just... I put it in a cage, and it just managed to get out, and it leapt back into the ocean, so I lost it.
Sludged back into the ocean was his excuse. I mean, really. It was the original My Dog Ate It, wasn't it? Oh, damn, the sea bishop escaped.
So it's clearly a lie, and everyone believed the lie. So we're saying, what's the modern-day sea bishop? So... what's an example of something where you've told just an obvious lie that everyone has either believed or something along those lines?
Yeah. How did you get away with utter fantasy?
So what would yours be, Jordan?
I would like to chuck a Robbie here and reserve the right to say mine last, because I'm pretty sure it's going to blow you out of the water, and thus by doing so also prove that the sea bishop exists.
All right, well, mine would be that when I was in... year two in primary school, the 2000 Olympics, and we kind of all sat down in a big circle in class, and we went around the circle saying what Olympic events we'd been to, and I went to quite a few Olympic events, so I was quite cocky, thinking like, oh, well, I've been to way more events than anyone else here, like I've been to archery and wrestling.
Yeah, archery, ping pong.
Kind of those weird ones. But
that's so up your alley. You've got no interest in seeing the fastest thing, and outright best athletes, really, the runners.
Well, I went to the athletics twice, but it was one of the boring days where it was just like long jump and like a marathon came in, and it was the boring athletics days. Anyway, we're going around the circle and people are like, oh, well, I went to the swimming or I went to netball or whatever it is. And then it got to me and I said to the teacher with like a straight face, I went to every event, including the opening and closing ceremony. And she obviously knew that I was just completely lying to her and the rest of the class. And my best friend at the time was sitting in the circle and he knew that I hadn't been to the opening ceremony. So he just tried to call me out like immediately saying, no, you didn't. I know you didn't go to the opening ceremony. I know that. And I just was like, no, I did go to the opening ceremony. You have to, like, you know, I'm telling the truth. Why would I lie about this? To the point that I then went, like, weeks later, he didn't let it down. He was, like, calling me a liar for weeks. I went to his house, and my mum was going to come and pick me up after our, like, play date or whatever. And he was like, I'm going to ask your mum if you went to the opening ceremony. And I was such a stone-faced killer. I was just like, do it, man. Like, she'll tell you. She'll tell you I went to the opening ceremony.
Called him out on his bluff and it worked?
Yeah, yeah. I was like, all right, do it. Like, and then I just knew that he'd forget about it because we're in year two. So then when my mum came to pick us up, he just luckily had forgotten. He didn't ask her.
I love the thought of him as well in this, because it's essentially like a Midwestern town being in primary school, really. It seems like there's, like, your local water boy, which is the guy that just puts his finger on the bubbler and sprays you. It's got all the town crier, just the kid that's best at debates for year three, so any one of us, including Robbie, could trounce him now. But he's sitting there while you're... It's kind of like a court case scenario where there's this impartial judge of the teacher standing there listening to this and going, I've already come up with my decision, but, you know, like, as part of due process, I've got to let you speak. There's this one man that stands up in the court gallery and starts yelling, "Charlatan! Charlatan!"
Yeah, it was basically great, that.
Yeah.
But my life is full
a perfect example of a real-life sea bishop.
Yeah. What would yours be, Robbie?
I think when I was a young man, I invited my friend round to play some PlayStation, and I said that I had the new Spyro game. And when he got there, I said, oh, I don't actually, I don't have it. And he realised I didn't have it, and so we couldn't play it. So we just played the old one.
All right, well, this is meant to be a segment where you get away with the lie, not where you just tell a lie and then get exposed.
No, I was found out with that one. I've got another one.
I really don't understand how you don't have the capacity to keep a lie going. It seems like an extremely human trait, but it's like you're in those people from Ricky Gervais's Fantasy Planet, that it's impossible for them to do it. Right. If I ask you ever, Robbie, are you lying to me right now? I can guarantee his response will be, yes.
Yeah, you just have to say no.
Yeah, you just have to keep it going. It's weird that you don't understand what a lie is, really.
I don't know.
Like, you kind of just... Actually, I don't know why I'm denigrating you for this, Robbie. Like, good work. You're a great guy.
All right, let's see your one, Jordan.
You tell us, Jordan.
was there a text that came in?
A good text. It says, I told everyone I was on a cruise for the... Oh, Jesus. I told everyone I was on a cruise for the holidays, but I spent it with my nan.
Yeah, perfect lie. No one's going to find
related.
Good work.
See, Bishop. Yeah, thank you.
Beats that. Mine's virtually the same thing, except for it's a reverse. I told so many potential sea bishops, but unlike the king of the Danish people, I was more like... the bad guy in The Hobbit that's kind of like Wormtongue that no one remembers, and he's obviously being Wormtongue, but he's just a worse version of that. And everybody's just going, oh, this mistrusting little miscreant over here. I had that attitude, right? Just too many lies throughout all of primary school. Then I found out something crazy that happened, ran to my friends and told them what happened to my grandma, I think 20 years before I was born. Fact. Okay? I have no reason to lie about this these days. She used to live next door to a hermaphrodite, right? Crazy enough. There's not many of those around. Those are essentially human unicorns.
And when you're a young boy in school, you'd be quite amazed by that as well.
Yep. And the first thing as well is that when you're in primary school, most people don't know what a hermaphrodite is, so you have to tell them about it in the first place, and their immediate response is, he's a liar! Because it just seems too fantastical to begin with. Then, on top of that, this hermaphrodite burnt his house for insurance money. The fire, because it's Australia, the grass is essentially kindling here, especially in the middle of a drought, went over to my grandma's house and put extreme fire damage on her house. So, essentially burnt down both houses in plight for his insurance money. And I can see your faces right now going, no, that didn't happen. But it did. My grandma told me so. I swear this happened. This is a real story.
So you're just continuing a lie.
We don't know that.
Are you just continuing a lie here?
No,
I don't believe you, man.
I know you don't. I know you don't, but somebody out there has to.
Guys,
text in right now. Do you believe Jordan?
0409-945-945. Is Jordan telling the truth?
I can't believe how underwhelming this is. Every single time I've ever told this story, everyone's just... But it is a boy who cried wolf. I saw the wolf.
Oh, dear.
But why didn't they believe you? Because if you were telling sea bishops, you would be getting away with those lies. So they wouldn't know you as a like compulsive liar, they'd think of you as a person
no,
who tells
No, that's what I'm saying.
Awesome
attempted sea bishops.
Attempted sea bishops.
I never caught a sea bishop.
Right.
Yeah?
You'd get away. You wouldn't get away.
I claimed I caught a sea bishop, and every time it was exposed for the filthy lie that it is.
Somebody said, I believe Jordan.
All right. Well, thanks
for
that.
Thanks, whoever you are. I think a number, really, but...
I think that's up.
Numbers count, don't they?
All right. Anyway, so I guess text in. Do you have any lies? Have you ever lied out there? What do you reckon?
Yeah, it's anonymous. We only have your number, so we don't know who you are. Text in the biggest lie you've ever told that you got away with that no one can ever know.
Yeah, that we can read out as well.
Yeah.
Or if not, and then we can do the give me that text thing again, and then we will read it out.
All right, and on top of that, let's just say... The bar is extremely low for what we can read out, right? I just said hermaphrodite probably 13 times on air.
Is that like a bad thing to say? All right, let's.
I don't know if we.
No, but it's like. I don't know. It's just as soon as you think of Aphrodite, you definitely think genitals, don't you?
I'm going to turn you off now. Yeah, I think we should probably go to a little song now. It's called Paper Planes, and it's by MIA. No, that is not it. That was Tame Impala with The Less I Know, The Better. This is Paper Planes by MIA. Hey there, everybody. You've got it tuned to Tom Monty Doodoo and the Crocodile Crew. Your boy Robbie, Jordan and Tom here.
And Robbie trying to sound Jamaican, realising he couldn't pull it off, going back into his normal voice.
Yeah, we are in Sydney. This is FBI 94.5. We're not in Barbados.
Not Barbados, mate.
Right. Text in on 0409 945 945. You're
keeping the fire burning, right? Yeah. FBI, good on you, mate.
Your 80s songs.
That's awful.
Yeah, it's awful. That is bad. Can you do a Jamaican accent? Text in.
All right, so.
We'll believe the text. There is no way that you can prove that, but don't worry. Unlike everybody who was listening to me about my story about my grandma's house, it was burnt down by a hermaphrodite and barely anyone believed, I'll believe you.
That's so sad for Jordan. The one chance he gets to finally clear his name on this, everyone still thinks he's lying.
So we've had some submissions for the 80s song. We're just going to play one now. This is Every Breath You Take by The Police. What do you reckon? Is this...
Sum the 80s up for
you? Yeah. Is this?
Yeah, it's pretty good.
It's pretty late 80s, isn't it?
I just wouldn't be able to guess if that's 80s.
I think this might even be 90s. I don't know.
Who knows?
Who knows?
I don't think anyone knows.
Yeah. Nobody knows. I think that's late 80s.
Pretty sure the police would know.
So...
Probably, yeah.
So
maybe
I think we have to downgrade that a lot, actually. I'm certain that if we ask any of our dads right now...
Yeah,
when was the
anyone
police
here?
Made? They go, yeah, it was 87. Oh, yeah. Great year. Really defined the 80s.
So, yeah, keep them coming. We're going to move on to a story. Yeah, so this morning Robbie was having a chat to us and he's come up with a business idea which he'd like to propose to everyone and see if there's any attention out there, anyone wants to get involved or...
Because there was a lot of joke requests last week. When Robbie came to you crawling like the peasant beggar he is for any type of work, and most people's response was, you can give me a sponge bath and I'll give you a punch in the head. Great joke, but he still needs money.
But it's not really a funny situation. I don't know. I don't think so. So it's... Yeah, I've been getting a lot of funny responses to my plight, and I don't really think it's that funny.
But out of desperation comes inspiration. Robbie has had a bolt of the old genius this week.
Oh.
Fantastic idea. Robbie, please share to the rest of Sydney your money-making extravaganza.
Well, when nobody's offering you jobs, I think you've got to make your own opportunities. So I've come up with like a party starter business idea. I think people really like to party, and I think people like karaoke and music. So I was thinking that what I could do is start a party starter business where I basically come to people's houses and bring a karaoke machine and things like that and sort of get people in the mood for partying.
Okay, so to be perfectly clear, you're putting yourself up as the candidate for being the party starter.
Yeah.
You're Australia's Will Smith. That's what you're saying. You're that good at starting parties that people want to pay you just to be there to get it started.
I think so. I think there's nobody that I can think of that's doing it at the moment, and I think that it's a really untapped market, and I feel like people would really get behind it, yeah.
I'm pretty sure that that's Paris Hilton and... Any socialite's job is... They probably have on their business card Paris Hilton socialite slash party starter. So, right. you think you're a hot woman from the OC.
I don't really think as a socialite you can consider it a business either. I think you just kind of added the word business to the end of that.
I think it is a legitimate business, and I think people will take it seriously and have a good time. And I think I've got a good example here as to how I will get people going and... Have fun at parties. I think people right. like parties.
That's
like
a really good point. But first of all, Robbie, just so we get a real feel for it, I'm assuming that you're going to go to these parties without a shirt on and possibly a sparkling bow tie.
It might come to that. I think initially I'll be a bit more coy, but I think it might come to that.
Yeah.
Would you mind taking your shirt off now live on air so we get a feel for that?
Yeah, sure. Okay.
Just get a text going, woo, take it off.
It says, no, are they adult parties? Yeah, adults are allowed there. Ideally adult parties.
Yeah, what's your target demo?
I'll do children's parties, I guess, but So Robbie just wants to be a DJ.
It seems a bit unthought out.
Well, I haven't got a name for it yet, but I'll just take this off and then I'll give you an example as to how it'll go.
Yeah, and I feel a bit unsure how successful you'd be.
The party is getting started. He just ripped his shirt off, and it does look way more festive in here. Hey, man, am I in FBI or in Carnival in Brazil?
All right, so give us a little example of how you would get the party started.
Everywhere you go, always take the weather with you. Everywhere you go, always take the weather. Everywhere you go,
you're darting.
Always this take is the... pathetic.
No, your eyes darting around.
Stop, please, please stop.
Was that your best example of getting the party started?
Well, I think
this half-naked, nervous man singing always take the weather.
To be fair to Robbie, I feel as though the opposite wouldn't work either. For instance, this week I went and saw Robbie perform in his... He's in a band and he plays the guitar in a band, and we went to this gig in Annandale, which is full of the most kind of punk rock people without a sense of humour in the world. Like, they're just covered in tats, like, leant back. There was only about 10 people in the crowd at the start.
Hey, Robbie, you can put your shirt on now.
Okay.
It just feels more comfortable that way.
I thought I was getting the party started.
Yeah, now keep it off. You're right. The party has already begun. You're doing everything right. You Celtic man defending your homeland from the Romans. Yeah, sorry, Tom.
And Robbie tried to get the party started by doing rolling around on the floor with the guitar and walking out onto the stage pointing at people. And I've never seen a crowd so unresponsive. It would have been... I felt so, like, I would have hated doing that. So there's bravery.
Is
in
that
you,
what
Robbie.
Inspired you to think that that's your calling in life, that dismal failure?
Playing music.
No, just not being a party. Not starting parties.
I think I did bring the party to that venue. It's just they did not want my party. And you know, to be honest, I'm not going to be contacting them ever again. And I won't be bringing my parties back to that venue.
So that'll be your justification on your blurb. I get the party started, but you have to go into it. You know, like, there's going to be a party whether you like it or not. That's what you pay for.
If you don't like my party,
well, you know, that's up to you.
I bring the party. But, like, sometimes it won't work. But,
won't be your kind of party.
Sometimes it might not be your kind of party, but, like, I'll bring a party.
Wow. Robbie's mixed bag results party starter business, and then on Google ratings, it's got 5 out of 10 stars.
Yeah, good luck with that, mate.
Robbie, don't choose singing for your career choice. It's the best for everyone. Well, I'm loving the people getting behind me here. I'm trying to start a business, okay? God, no, stop. All right, this is...
let's go to a song.
Why is this happening? I'm trying to piece my life back together, and people are...
What's going on? If you're going to text in about Robbie, just bring a job opportunity. Don't bring bad feedback.
Yeah, stop. Yeah.
No, no. Shatter his confidence more. If you want to insult him, go right ahead.
Okay, well, let's...
Do what you feel like.
Shall we play the song Electric Feel Now by MGMT?
Classic song for a classic station.
Okay.
FBI 94.5.
See you soon.
Since 2004.
Hi there, you've got it tuned to FBI Radio 94.5.
Where it was just broadcast live to everybody listening that I said for this segment, I don't know what's happening, let's just see what happens, and then to the red.
That was your song, Electric Feel by MGMT. It wasn't Tame Impala, unfortunately, but that was still good.
Yeah, so we're talking lads.
Yep. Apparently not. So, does anyone have anything to say about this subject?
All right. So, the idea is, do you think that lads have a different... So, lads are kind of a subculture of Australians that are kind of, I guess, our version of... What are they? Like, thugs, I guess. What are they?
I really think everybody knows what a lad is, unless you're an Austrian immigrant that came in the last 2 years going, I love Australia! I love the extra syllable! I think everybody's up to speed. However, if you're not, they're people that walk around, smell like they wash their clothes in sour milk, I suppose, usually have a rat's tail, which I think we can all agree... Best hairstyle ever created. Far surpasses the African American with an afro. It is the peak of hair.
Mm. Yeah, it's a pretty cool haircut. I guess I love Star Wars. It's just like, okay. So we're talking about...
I didn't know you actually genuinely believed that, but... You know, the more
it
you
would
know.
Come from that, though, wouldn't it?
What?
Star Wars. The rat's tail.
The rat's tail? Absolutely not.
What's it
I
from?
Remember rat's tails being around far before that. I remember begging my parents to get a rat's tail when I was 7 years old. 7 years old specifically. I was in year two. And they're just shocked. That kind of face of a parent when they're just like, he's taking drugs. That kind of a face. Nobody wants that of their child.
How about, like, the organized rat's tail, which is known as, like, the Jedi? You know, the Jedi, it's kind of like a woven rat's tail. Would have to be Star Wars.
Isn't that what a rat's tail is?
I thought a rat's tail is just almost like a mullet that just... But it's just a tail length of hair that's just left out. Like, I don't think there's, like, order to that.
I think
that
if you plait filthy. It, I think it's still considered a rat's tail.
Mm.
The difference is, if you just have the end part of the mullet on your head... You do not want to be fighting that guy in a junkyard fight for a piece of scrap metal that you want. That guy's going to win, and he wants that metal. But I think that if you had the guy with the little punsy rat's tail to the side that is plaited, fight for the junkyard metal. You're going to win.
So, we're talking, what do they think about these people?
Well, kind of ideas that they would hold really dear and true. But everyone else is pretty aware that it's not true. So,
trying to break down the psychology, how did you get to the decision that if you put your E's at a festival in peanut butter, the dogs aren't going to sniff them?
Yeah.
Where did you come up with that?
Yeah,
I'm pretty sure dogs love peanut butter, and then they think that, because dogs do love peanut butter, that's the genius point of it, yeah, but the not genius point of it is that 100 lads before you, all with their rat's tails and smelling like sour milk, just the same person, Chanel du 1979 Pura, they were caught with exactly the same trick.
Yeah, don't you think it's suspicious if you're walking into a festival with nothing but a jar of peanut butter that you're going to be stopped and searched?
With that get-up as well, surely. Yeah.
So, I think...
Yeah. I'm not here to worship the musicians, I'm just here for some bread.
But, these are things where it's not like they just believe it, it's a thing where they'll boast about these facts. So, the other one is... the laws of entrapment, where police, undercover police, this commonly held belief that for some reason if a policeman is undercover and you ask them directly, are you a police officer? People seem to think that the police officer has to just come clean and just say, oh, yeah, you got me. I'm a police officer. I have to tell you that. I can't lie to you here. But it's just not true. Like, it's just, that's just a non-existent thing. But it seems as though lads are a big, like proponent of, yeah, a big supporter of
a that. Law that doesn't exist.
Yeah, don't you think they
it's
would love
like
to tell
nerds
you
that? That play fantasy games where one of them's a dragon and one of them's a magical emu and they're fighting it out.
Yeah.
They're basically that for lawyers.
Yeah.
They, nobody gives you better legal advice than a lad, do they? Because anytime you ever ask a lawyer a question at all, and I've got heaps of law student friends, they always say, even if you ask them, is murder illegal? They're going to go, oh, I've really got to check up on crim again. Get the answer back to you. It doesn't matter what you ask them, right? But if you ask a lad any question about the law, no, nah, man, like, if you just say that it was self-defense, you're going to get off. Why would you trust this guy with the stupid filler hat that he obviously found in the garbage?
Yeah, and don't you think once you learn the truth behind, like, that entrapment thing, you realise that any story you've ever been told by a lad is just their own kind of sea bishop, where they'll be like, yeah, man, I was waiting in the line to get a beer and this cop was like, you selling anything? And then I was like, are you a cop? And he said, yeah, I have to, yeah, I am. Then you, once you know this, you can just be like, well, no, that couldn't have happened because they wouldn't have told you that.
Sorry.
That's all I had to add to this conversation. Yeah.
I was just going to ask, just wondering, have you guys ever been patted down or you know, has a sniffer dog ever got you?
Got you.
Yeah, I know, yeah. So, you're going to be admitting to a lot here as well. Yep.
So, I'm going to start this off by saying I may or may not have had a roommate that, enough said, was a white guy with dreads. Okay. That's all you need to know. Anyway, the whole time that he was in my house, every single time I ever walked past with my backpack to go to university, a sniffer dog would sit down, and it was par for the course, and I got used to the pat-down. Like, it was just a matter of course for me that every couple of weeks, a police officer was going to go, yeah, right by the grapes.
I don't think I ever have. Have you, Robbie?
No.
No,
I was just wondering if you guys had.
Great edition, guys.
Yeah, I know. Well, do you know what? We're gonna. So that's good. We've sorted lads. Done.
Well, no. But what is the psychology? That's what we're saying.
No, no. We're gonna ease back into that one. I think.
Not so fast.
Just a quick summary of it. I had a friend that came out of rehab once, so obviously littered with lads. He was saying that he could get on with any other type of person there was, you know, bogans. I don't know what other cultures there are in Australia. It seems to be just divvied up between bogans and lads to me, but just a whole continent of that. It's getting pretty close to Mad Max, isn't it? But he was saying, you just do not have an ounce of sympathy for these people. You know, like, there's actually not much to their logic. You feel like that they're going to be shrouded in mystery, but really it's like in Warhammer where you verse the Skaven army. They're just rats, was his summary of it. His words, not mine. Could be nice people. I'm pretty sure they're not, seeing as they mugged me before, and as soon as they stopped mugging me, they just pat me on the back and were like, oh, thanks, man. Sorry, it's just like, we don't have any money. You don't understand. Well, I don't have any money now either, and I've got a black eye.
Yeah, that's another one of those weird psychology things where they think if they just jump into this, like, ultra-nice thing after mugging you, that you're going to be mates with them. And it weirdly probably worked a little bit.
Did you? Yeah, yeah. Afterwards, I was just like, yeah, man, I know killers.
Yeah, yeah, fair enough, man.
You got to pay to play.
All right, we've got a lot of text coming in with the 80s song. The number's 0409-945-945.
No discussion about lads. Everyone's too scared.
Well, no, somebody texted in saying hipsters. That's another type one. Of person.
Yeah, true.
That's
very
in Australia.
Right.
Yeah. Still nothing to do with lads.
No, they're the other one, though. Bogans, lads, hipsters.
Somebody said, nah, bruh, won't happen to me, eh? I think that's sort of just a commentary as to what they think, perhaps.
Or being caught.
He's right.
The question was, what song sums up the 80s?
Best, yeah. So, I had You Can Call Me Al by Paul Simon, Monty chose
Let's Get Physical
by Olivia Newton-John, and The Danger Zone was chosen by Jordan over here.
Who, the singer, looks exactly like Robbie. that he's being serious about it. He doesn't know that that's not a ridiculous...
You're serious about it.
Oh, my God, Robbie.
Too, Robbie, right?
Serious. Sorry.
I thought it was a joke.
Well, we've got... people have been texting in the song Take On Me by A-ha. That's a big one.
That's a good one.
Shout by Tears for Fears, Eurythmics. People are doing some good ones here.
And we'd play them, except for the internet is down. Thanks, FBI.
Yeah, sorry about that.
Okay, so should we go to a song?
Yeah, you know what? I'm feeling like some Kendrick Lamar. He's a pretty good musician,
pretty cool,
and well regarded, and I think everyone out there is going to love it.
And really not dug up yet. The mainstream just doesn't know about Kendrick Lamar, just like they didn't know about Tame. But we uncovered that band, and we're bringing you this new fresh rapper from the United States.
Yeah, they're calling him Kendrick Lamar. And this is King Kunta?
No, it's not. I haven't heard that one, but this one is Swimming Pools Drank.
Oh, this sounds...
But I'm sure King Kunta's great as well.
Oh. All right, see you in a bit.
This is FBI 94.5. Still recording, don't know why.
See you soon. Hello, you've got to tune to 94.5 FM, FBI Radio. Your boys Tom Monty Dudu and the Crocodile in the studio. That was the song Swimming Pools Drank by Kendrick Lamar. Not sure if you guys have heard that, but it's a pretty cool track.
Unearthed.
Yeah, definitely unearthed there. Got some lovely texts in about my business. We've got one here. It says, Robbie, how's this for a stellar business opportunity? Resurrect Casanova the Party Robot. It's truth, I've never heard of a more Robbie thing to do than that. Haru from your boy Dunks.
He's back.
Mate.
Dunks, time and time again, mate.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Best text from that boy.
Yeah. Just because he had the initiative to change his name and give himself a ridiculous title that he demands everybody refer to himself as.
Your boy
Dunks.
That's great. All right, so Jordan has been just thinking about this segment for a long, long time. Whenever we're talking, he'll interrupt us and go, guys, what if we do this for this segment? Yes. And Robbie and me are both very adamant that this shouldn't be even happening.
I am the insane bearded man from Close Encounter of the Third Kind that makes the mountain out of his mashed potatoes.
So we've given Jordan the final few minutes to give us his segment.
All right, so the smash hit from last week, which was What Dog Face Is This?, where we mime out the dog face and try and guess it on air, came to huge correspondence, absolute hit. Unfortunately, not allowed to do it again because people have just pointed out that there is nowhere else to go. You've done all the facial expressions of dogs, you know. We've tapped that resource. So I've got a new one now, and a new slice of life. Massive fan of it. And that is, how do you feel when you go to the fish markets? Do you feel electrified eel or do you feel octosad?
God. We don't even have enough time for you guys to text in about that. So how do you feel, Jordan? What do you reckon?
Electrified eel. I mean, it's really sad. There's a more death in there than there really is in like a killing field in Cambodia, right? There's a lot of dead faces looking at you, but delicious nonetheless.
Shouldn't
electrified eel.
So you're not octo-sad about the dead fish?
Nah, that...
What a waste of time.
Why should I do?
What a waste of time this is.
I mean, we barely have enough time here to, and you made us do that. That is what a low end. We're not
going to go around the circle.
Oh, okay. All right. Monty, what do you reckon?
Yeah, I'm just octo sad about this whole thing.
I'm going to second
you
that
contribution, Tom.
I'll second
Robbie.
That. Yeah. Octo sad.
That's what I call a successful segment.
Okay, we've been getting... Thanks so much for your texts in about the 80s song. Somebody said that Octosad. We've been getting...
Three Octosads.
Africa. Ooh. By Toto, George Michael, Run DMC and Aerosmith. Lovely picks. Thanks so much. The winner was, in fact, You Can Call Me Al by Paul Simon. This...
Was it? Yeah. Did you self-appoint that as the winner?
Yeah. So we're going to finish things off now with a track by your boys Pond. What do you reckon?
Sure.
I mean, it's tradition.
No. Is there anyone else?
Hopefully this doesn't... No, that's the only one I've got here.
This is all we got lined up. Anyway, sorry about that.
Okay.
Hope to see you next week.
No, that's not it. We've got Moth Wings here by your boys Pond from their album Beardwives Denim. Thanks so much for having us, and we'll be back next week at midday. Tom Monty Dudu and the...